This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Oregon State Legislature at its second special session of the summer. It lasted one day, about 15 hours. State Representative Cedric Hayden on with us. Cedric, good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm curious, going into yesterday, were you anticipating it to be only one day?
We didn't know, and so there was a lot of discussion whether it would be one day, 2 days, or even possibly 3 days going in. So people had a lot of people had planned for at least one overnight. I drive back and forth, so I was supportive of getting it all done in one day, and they did end up doing that. We adjourned at about 11:16 last night.
So talk about what took place. How many bills were passed between both chambers?
So there's a couple of interesting things. There was just over a dozen bills. There was 13 bills that came into, there was two committees that were set up, one on the basically the police reform bills, which they had, I believe, six or seven concepts like they did last time. What happened with those is those got, for the most part, set aside, and they turned into one bill, which the police chiefs and the sheriff's office had the opportunity to weigh in on it. And they actually got some clarification in that bill. And so we viewed that as a good bill for the public safety. And it clarified that the chokehold issues or carotid restraint, as is sometimes referred to. There is some circumstances, we got that clarified, there is some circumstances that that would be appropriate if the public safety officer is in threat of their life or another person's life. So we got some language into that bill that was helpful in clarifying. There was a 13th bill in the other committee that actually died in committee. We don't see that very often, so that was an unusual event, if you will, and it died because it didn't have the Senate support, and of course, you know, the Democrats have a supermajority, so it was their votes that killed it, and that was a strange bill. What it would do is it would take some public employees, mostly in the educational system, and basically just approve all their unemployment claims or their employment claims ahead of everybody else. And so I sat and listened closely to that hearing because I really didn't think there was fairness and balance in that. When we've had, I've got several hundred cases that my staff are working right now still on unemployment claims. And just to say, you know, this public employee sector just gets to go first. We're not going to pre-qualify. We're not going to verify. We're just going to approve them all. And then we can work on the other claims. I was opposed to that, but it never got to the House floor. I never got to the Senate floor. That one died in committee.
And the governor was supportive of that one, correct?
The governor was supportive of that, and it was interesting. Her tweets after it died came out, you know, blaming Republicans. Of course, we're in the super minority, and it wasn't Republicans that killed that bill. It was this Senate Democrat along with Republicans, but the Republicans alone couldn't have killed that bill. And so we just saw it as, of course, I wasn't on the committee, but I would have voted no against it. We saw it as a fairness issue. You know, we've had thousands and thousands and thousands of claims that have gone, you know, 250,000 claims at one point were unresponded to, down to about 70,000 and dwindling down. But these folks have been waiting 6, 8, 10 weeks, and to just put one class of employee ahead of all those didn't feel fair.
The governor called the session mainly to talk about the budget situation, the impacts of COVID-19. Where did the cuts take place?
So most of the cuts took place where the largest budgets are, which makes sense, I guess, from one standpoint. For our Department of Human Services and the Oregon Health Authority, there was some really large cuts in that. But the interesting thing is, under the Oregon Health Authority, there's something called the federal medical assistance program. We call it FMAP for short there. And what the federal government did is they put in a 6.2% increase in funds to deal with the COVID from the healthcare side of things. But the Oregon Health Authority decided not to pass that on to our healthcare partners, and they cut that budget additionally by about $170 million, and they withheld about $300 million of the FMAP funds, which they say that they can dole out later. So that was there was 355 sections in that 52-page bill. There were some good things in there. Section 178 kind of dealt with some of the stuff on the natural resources. I think we talked about last time that me and Representative Breeze Iverson, who sits on that committee with me, were fighting really hard to get back funding for some of the maintenance for the Department of Forestry, for their wildfire protection, upgrades on their radios. We were able to get that. But on balance, I didn't agree with some of the healthcare stuff and ended up voting no on that omnibus bill. It was 57-23, a very large, large bill. That was kind of the biggest reason that we are there, I guess you would say. And, you know, with anything, if you've got 355 different sections, you're not going to agree with all of them. You got to decide which side of that is the balance better than not. And I was disappointed with the way that they allocated some of the health care funding.
Any other substantial bill passed that you want to talk about?
I'm looking at my sheet here. There was one bill that passed on the Employment Department, and that was Senate Bill 1701. And what that bill does is it helps to allow folks to get back to work under this COVID. It was mostly for a restaurant, hospitality. You know, if a restaurant's able to open limited hours, or, you know, a bar or pub or whatever, if they're able to open limited hours and offer their employee 10 hours, what's happening now is that employee it has to decide whether to take that 10 hours or 20 hours and not get any benefit. And so what we did is we passed a limited duration time till January 1st, 2022, so a little over a year and 5 months or so, that folks can get a prorated benefit or a $300 bump in the formula, so that the intent is to encourage them to go back to work part-time and not have to make that all-or-nothing decision.
Well, one-day session, and is that going to be the last special session for the year, do you think?
Well, they're telling us that there may be another session here in September. It seems to be that they're replacing legislative days with special sessions. As a policy, I think that's a really poor choice. Now that we've got budgets done, we will see what they're going to tee up for us in September. But I'm hoping that we don't have a third special session. But that rumor mill is out and about and being talked about.
All right. State Representative Senator Caden out of time for now, but thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thank you, sir.
8:42 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.